Answer the following questions based on the text you have read. 1. Complete the sentences in the chart to describe the chain of causes and effects Richard Shearman hoped to achieve, according to lines 13 to 16. 2. What is the writer trying to do in lines 17 to 30 of the text? 1. Explain Shearman's purpose. 2. Show her preference for hostels over hotels. 3. Demonstrate the radical change mentioned in line 26. 4. Compare dormitory-style rooms to smaller, more private ones. 3. Complete the table to compare and contrast hostels of the past and those of today. Choose the phrases that relate to youth hostels of the past and to today's hostels. Shared bathrooms, online reservations, private bathrooms, double rooms available, lockouts, dormitory-style rooms, rooms accessible round the clock, doors closed for the night at given hours, rooms on a first-come, first-serve basis, no curfew. 4. Why are hostel kitchens very attractive to backpackers? Give 2 reasons. 5. Complete the sentences. What 2 pieces of advice and the reasons for them are given in lines 31 to 38? 1. It is a good idea to because. 2. You should so that. 6. Which of the following questions about today's hostels are not answered in the travel magazine? 1. What kind of payment do most hostels accept? 2. How can you ensure you'll get a room at a popular hostel? 3. Do most hostels have facilities for meal preparation? 4. Are hostels rated like hotels? 5-star, 4-star, etc. 5. Do hostels have facilities for safekeeping valuables? 6. Do hostels usually close down at a certain hour? 7. Is it safe to stay in a hostel? 8. Where are hostels generally located?